even have little kids act out the story with costumes and baby Jesus and all sorts of animals and stars and angels in play. The whole way, the whole reason we act out and we share these and we sing the story is because it changed all of humanity. It changed the course of history, God coming in human form. And as our narrators shared, as last week, you know, Eduardo, as the narrator, shared with the Christmas pageant, it's not about the lights. It's not about the glitter. It is about the baby in the manger and a new and glorious morning that we've been given. So my friends, whether you tell the story and whether it touches you through song, or whether it touches you watching the little kids, I pray that we really receive the gift of Christ today. I pray that we would understand in a very special way that this event that happened more than 2,000 years ago, it's not an isolated event, but it's God touching history, God touching us, and He longs to touch our lives today. I pray that we would receive this good news. And you know, I don't have more to add because I think the hymns, the songs, the story said it all, didn't it? And I know that in the coming days, you'll hear the story in a different way. But I pray that it touches you just as deeply as it did the first time you received it and received Christ as your Savior. Amen. Amen. My friends, we do need to pray though. Because although we hear the story, sometimes we don't connect because our hearts are focused on so many other things, so we need to come into the presence of our Lord. And prayer is one way where we allow Him to speak to us and where we ourselves speak to God. So let us pray. Holy and gracious God, this morning we've heard Your words once more read out loud, proclaimed through song, lived out in our lives. We hear the words about You coming in human flesh. So we pray, Holy God, that You would come once more. Enter into each heart here. Share with us this good news of great joy that can transform our lives. So Lord, I pray for each one of us that might be hurting, that might be struggling with things of life that just seem so heavy. Whether it might be a physical issue or a health issue, Holy God, I pray that You would enter in and offer healing. Whether it might be a concern for our families, for our loved ones, I pray that You would give Your peace. Whether it might be a situation that just seems so painful, so challenging, and so impossible to fix, Lord, remind us that nothing is impossible through You. Enter into each and every season of our lives, every situation. And Lord, I pray for physical, spiritual, emotional, mental healing of each and every single person in here and online. I pray that whatever it is, whatever struggles we have, Lord, that we might turn it over to You. And as we turn it to You, we receive the light of Christ and the gifts of Christ, the hope, the peace, the joy, the love that is ours because You first loved us in Christ. And these gifts are ours when we accept Jesus as our Savior. So come, Holy God, come, Emmanuel. Enter into each person at this moment. Transform us. Give us peace that passes all human understanding, Lord, as we wait for the day when You will come again. And You promise over and over that You will come again. You have kept Your promises, and in Christ we saw them fulfilled as You shared those promises through the prophets. And Jesus, as He ascended, He told us He'll be back. And so, Lord, we too are in a season of Advent, waiting, preparing our hearts to receive You when You come. But no one knows the day or the hour. It's not for us to know, but it is for us to know that You will come again. So, Lord, prepare this church to be ready. Prepare Your people that all the struggles and the problems that we face, that they will pale in the light of eternity. Lord, I pray for all those we have on our prayer list. There are many names on that list. But you know each and every single person by name. You know the number of hairs on their heads. You know the purpose with which they were made. And so, Lord, we lift to you as a church family our loved ones, our brothers and sisters. Provide for them. Cover for them. Remind them that you came to save them and you will heal them. Help us to also accept that your time and your healing is different than ours, but what you promise, you deliver. So, Lord, we entrust all our worries, our cares to you in the powerful name of Christ, who came to this dark world to shine his light and who promises us a glorious morning, a glorious eternity in your kingdom. And so, my friends, as we come before our Lord, together we are invited to pray as our Lord taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, and lead us from those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen.